Good morning to Steve Harding. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Just fine.
Great,
and how are
Steve?
You?
Good. Gary, I miss you up in Hartford.
I miss you too, brother. Are you still are you still a ranking member of the Environment Committee?
I am.
So, that's awesome.
I've had in-depth discussions and votes out of the Environment Committee regarding plastic bags and everything. But I like, Brett, how you described it, because that's exactly what it is. It's not a ban, it's a tax.
Yeah.
And I think folks are kind of losing sight of that. They look at it as a ban, which people might have their discussions about whether or not that's a good thing. I have my own opinions on that. I have some reservations about a ban as well. But this is a tax.
Yeah, and you know what, Steve?
No question about it.
I've got to ask you, I mean, is this about, if the state really wanted to eliminate plastic bags, they would just say, hey, listen, beginning January 1st, no more plastic bags. This is not about eliminating plastic bags. This is about a tax for just another revenue stream for the state of Connecticut, right?
Gary, you're exactly right, and that's the argument that I made in the Environment Committee. That we did pass a bill out of the Environment Committee to ban plastic bags. And I specifically said, because I knew the direction this was going, I said, look, I will support this. I support this concept. I said, I have some reservations that need to be worked out. But I like it because it's just a straight-out ban. If we really want to ban something, if we think it's terrible for the environment, then let's ban it. The fact that we put a fee on it, which I knew was going to come because there's been discussions in the past about doing this, is really just a revenue source. And frankly, as both of you know well, because you know state government very well here in the state of Connecticut,
uh-huh.
When a revenue source is created, it never, ever goes away. And so what I fear is that it's going to be the worst of both worlds. One, it's going to be an unbelievably regressive tax on an already overtaxed population here in the state. And number two, I really question whether or not it's ever going to be banned. Because now, where is the state of Connecticut going to get this revenue source that they've been getting now for 2 years, once the 2 years comes to elapse?
Well, yeah, but Steve, isn't that not in the language of the bill? Doesn't it sunset on July 31st of 2021?
It sunsets, but Gary, as you know, in your work in the legislature, continuously with many of the taxes and the fees that we have here in the state that previously in statute have been set to quote-unquote sunset, we then pass subsequent legislation delaying the sunset. and so what my fear is we're going to set up this sunset, as you said, starting August 1, we're going to have this 10-cent tax. And what I question is whether or not we're going to then delay the sunset like we have with many, many pieces of legislation, many taxes, many fees in the past. So that is an underlying concern with this regressive tax as well.
You know, one of the things that that I have noticed, you know, you watch television, you watch this one, you watch that one, but Channel 3, they are promoting this. You would think this is a tax that they are really all for. They're promoting it and so on and so forth. And I think there's going to be a radio audience that is going to think that this is something that is going to be a wonderful thing for them.
Well,
unbelievable.
It's you make a good point. I think a lot of folks look at this as an environmentally friendly piece of legislation, so it's supported. But again, getting back to what we've been talking about, this is just a tax. It's not environmentally friendly.
Now, if it was environmentally friendly, Steve, guess what? As I mentioned a moment ago, it would just be banning them. That's environmentally friendly.
Exactly,
this is a tax.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly right. And many of the individuals that support this are the quickest to talk about this quote-unquote tax the risk principle, this regressive taxation. And I completely, I don't know, tax the rich, I don't agree with them on that theory. But I do agree with them on moving away from regressive taxes. There is nothing in the world more aggressive than taxing folks on groceries.
Oh.
There is nothing more aggressive in the world.
No. You just hit a home run. I'm telling you right now, you are absolutely right.
And that's my frustration with this, is that it's the most aggressive tax, frankly, that I've ever come across in Hartford. And that's what frustrates me the most. And what's even more frustrating is, think about the population that's going to be impacted the most by this. You pull into a ShopRite, or a Big Y, somewhere in Darien, somewhere in on the Gold Coast, and everyone pulls in their SUVs and conveniently opens up the trunk and has all their reusable bags, which is great. That's the principle. That's the kind of focus is what we're trying to move people towards. But, you know, what about that hardworking man or woman who has to travel on a bus to get back and forth from work to the grocery store and everything else? They don't have time in their day to sit around and think, okay, let me get my reusable bags now so I don't get taxed 10 cents in every bag that I use. It is unbelievably regressive. It is a tax on an already overtaxed population. It is just bad policy, period, end.
There are people who don't even plan to go to the grocery store, and they make trips that are unplanned and unexpected, and they may not even have their canvas reusable bags, and they're like, oh, you know, I left them at home. I didn't think I was going to go to the store today, and now I've got to pick a few things out. One or two items you can carry out yourself. But keep in mind, there are grocery stores like Aldi or Sam's Club or Costco or BJ's that never used bags, and you know, whatever you put in your carriage, you unload it into your car.
Correct.
You know, so this goes into effect tomorrow. Have you heard that Stop and Shop is a major grocery retailer that they are opting out of the 10-cent tax? I was going to say fee, but it really is a tax. They're opting out, and they're just banning plastic bags altogether. Have you heard of this?
I have heard some. I believe I saw something yesterday that ShopRite was going to be doing the same thing.
Oh, is that right?
So I do wonder, you know, based upon the fact that it's going to be also so confusing and bureaucratic to administer this on the side of the supermarkets, I think some of them have moved to a ban. But as we said, environmentally friendly is banning it, but I don't understand why the state felt that we had to put in this mechanism of 10 cents. They might point to some of these stores as banning it as proof that it's incentivizing folks to shy away from using plastic bags.
Yeah, it could be.
But again, you know, why? If the stores can already not utilize them, which they're showing already by Stop and Shop just saying we're not doing this.
Good for them.
Then we should have just passed the legislation
exactly
without putting another tax on everything.
We are talking to State Representative Steve Harding. He is the ranking member of the Environment Committee, talking about the new law that takes effect tomorrow, Thursday, August 1st, with the plastic bag fee or tax of 10 cents.
Whatever you want to call it.
It's the same thing.
It's a tax.
Hey, Steve, I got to ask you about something else. I remember, you know, when I was in the legislature and I was your colleague on the Environment Committee for my 4 years there, we would also talk about returnable bottles and cans. Did that topic come up this past legislative session?
It did. Joe Gresko, which I'm sure you remember, was somebody that had worked a lot with the redemption centers trying to have a discussion about potentially raising the return deposit to 10 cents. That was yet another discussion this year.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't go anywhere because, you know, a lot of the interested parties got involved. They tried to work something out that was agreeable to everybody, nothing really ever came to a solution. But I think something good did come out of it. We ended up having a work group and a task force that was created out of legislation this year to kind of discuss the issue, because I think we all agree that it's a system that isn't working.
Correct. Now you're right.
Everyone involved, the redemption centers are not satisfied with the way we're doing this. The supermarkets don't like it. The distributors don't like it.
They don't want them. They don't want to have you return your bottles and cans
exactly
the grocery stores.
Right. It's a process that they were, you know, they were brought into with the bottle return bill way back when. And they actually at first didn't mind it because the escheats, which is the unreturned 5 cents on the bottles and cans, got returned back to private industry. So they were actually making a little money out of it.
Uh-huh.
So they didn't mind it. Now the problem is the state of Connecticut, being as greedy as ever, back in 2009, started taking 100% of the escheats. So all of this money that had been going back to private industry to help supplement this program, which is environmentally friendly,
mm-hmm.
that helped supplement this program, is now going to the state of Connecticut into our general fund.
Right.
And so now, because of that, all of the interested parties are frustrated. And what I've been saying, and I know, Gary, you had supported this too, is you want to make this program work, return the sheets back to where they were supposed to be
That's
prior
right.
to 2009.
That's
and the
right.
program is going to work just fine. But because of the loss of revenue based upon the fact that the state of Connecticut is now keeping it, surprise, surprise, we're stuck in this situation.
You know, one of the things that people are saying, and I've heard it several times, is that this is the new Connecticut. I never heard that mentioned like that before, but the new Connecticut. I said, what do you mean, the new Connecticut? Well, we're getting all these taxes, and we are going to be leading the country before we're done. I had somebody say that to me. Would you believe it?
I don't know if that's new. You know.
It's so frustrating, and as both of you know so well, you know, we at one time were a tax haven regionally.
That's right.
People would come here to avoid taxes. That's the reason why we had such an economic boom, you know, 30-plus years ago, and why we had industry just booming here in this state. There was so much to offer. I mean, frankly, as both of you know, we have so much to offer here in the state. We're a gateway to the ocean with the Long Island Sound. We're in between two huge economic hubs in Boston or New York. We have a beautiful landscape. We have an educated workforce. I mean, we have so much to offer here. We have Yale, one of the best universities in the world, right here in the state of Connecticut. We have so much to offer, yet because of our economic policies, we are driving everyone out of this state. And if it doesn't stop now, unfortunately, you know, Brad, as you said, I think we're going to be leading the population or leading the country potentially in taxes and fees.
You put that so spot on, and I echo everything you just said. Hey, really quickly before we let you go, going back to the redemption centers and the returnable bottles and cans, I remember Senator Minor. Craig Minor was had a proposal of eliminating or returning your cans altogether and just streamlining them in your blue bins. Did that get any traction at all this year as well, or do you foresee that happening in the future?
It didn't get any discussion. I don't see that there is some objection to it, so I think it would be hard pressed to see that come to fruition potentially as a bill that's passed and signed into law. It is an interesting theory, because what Craig was saying was, look, the big problem with recyclables here is that none of it is now usable. It's not salvageable because the streamline, the blue bin effectively isn't working. And so what Craig said is let's take this money. Let's reduce the fee. Let's bring it down to, like, I believe he proposed 3 cents. And utilize that 3 cents to create infrastructure, which would make our recyclables much more salvageable.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting theory. It was something that I was willing to have a discussion about. And I think in the future there might be further discussions, but I think there are a lot of people that object to the theory.
And you know what's interesting is that, like, colored beer bottles that are green or brown, they're not even they can't even recycle those.
Yes. And that's the glass is the biggest problem. Because glass contaminates a lot of the other recyclables, and even more importantly, glass is so easily contaminated by other recyclables.
Yeah.
And so glass is the preeminent issue that we're having with this blue bin type of recycling system we have now. And that's really one of the biggest issues we need to try to tackle, and I'm hoping this task force can help do that.
Representative Steve Harding, you know, Steve, it was just tremendous having you here today, and I think there are more and more people, because of our discussion this morning, that will understand that this is nothing but another tax. And I'm just wondering
exactly right.
when we're going to get a few more.
And not only that, Brad, but according to what Representative Harding said at the top of our interview, is that, you know, there's that possibility of it sunsetting or eliminating after 2 years, where there's a complete ban on it. You're right, it's a revenue stream that the state is actually counting on, so it could go on in perpetuity. You
of
know,
of course,
absolutely. No, that's absolutely a fear of mine.
Yeah, mine too.
Not happen.
You're right. Hey, thank you so much, Representative Harding.
The pleasure's all mine, gentlemen. Thank you so much for having me.
Anytime. We hope you come back again.
Absolutely. Look forward to it.
Thanks a million.